my name's Brad Berger. I'm a ranger with the United States National Park Service. I work in Washington, D.C. at National Mall Memorial Parks. The cherry blossoms are a phenomenon that happens every spring as they bloom in the park. The chief spots, of course, are in this developed area beyond the Washington Monument around what is known as the Tidal Basin, which frames East and West Potomac Park. The Tidal Basin is in between these two bodies of land that were dredged from the Potomac River in the late 19th century, creating these buffers to prevent Washington from flooding as badly as it did in the better part of its first century. The cherry blossoms were a gift from Tokyo to Washington, and it was seen as a gift of goodwill that we today are able to enjoy. The cherry trees that we see in Washington as we walk around the Tidal Basin and around the Washington Monument grounds, these trees are, for the most part, the grandsons and granddaughters of the original gift. That's one of the things that we like to convey to people when they visit the park during cherry blossom time is treat the trees gently, for we only have a handful of the original trees left, and it takes cuttings from these trees to create new ones. People climbing on them and impacting the ground around the root systems have, unfortunately, over time led to the replacement of some of the original trees with cuttings from others to grow new ones. It's a park that has millions of visitors every year coming to visit, to pay tribute to our country's past, to check out the architecture. Some people come to see the way that monuments have developed over time, from the obelisk form of the Washington Monument all the way up to the Vietnam Wall, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, World War II Memorial. Now we have the new Eisenhower Memorial on Independence Avenue.